Welcome to Brodown, a show where four brothers argue about nothing. My name is Scott, and in order of most likely, these are my brothers.
Hi, Phil.
I'm Greg.
Most likely.
Hey, I'm RJ.
We're back after a bit of a hiatus. Greg decided to go to Hawaii and get sick there instead of getting sick here.
Yeah. I've been sick at home enough. Figured why do that again?
Yeah, I guess
Scott,
that could have been it.
Are you drinking white wine?
Yeah, I'm drinking white wine. No, I'm drinking
some white wine.
White wine with ice.
Yeah, white wine with ice and a little bit of water. I don't want it too strong.
No, you gotta water that down.
Yeah, it's...
You gotta cut your wine.
It's hurts. It's harsh on my body and my mind.
You gotta stay clear-headed.
Yeah.
You want a smooth mind.
Yep.
Cool.
I learned the other day that... So, as we all know, Dwayne Johnson's father was also a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
I learned
that
one...
his grandfather was, too.
He was.
Yeah, the boulder.
His dad's real name is Rocky Johnson, which, first off, is just an amazing name.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't think that's his given name, but that is now his official name.
Genital warts.
The thing that I learned is that one of his dad's wrestling names was Sweet Ebony Diamond.
Yeah.
Which is...
And boy, sweet. Was he.
It's a boy, it's was he. Quite possibly the best wrestling name to ever happen.
No.
That's apparently terrible. He was quite good.
It's a very
pretty
good
sweet
name. It also sounds like it could be the name of like
a stripper.
Yeah, or like the madam of a brothel in like an old 70s movie.
Oh yeah.
70s, huh?
That's when those blaxploitation movies existed.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Either way,
sure.
It's a very good wrestling name for a man to have.
That is good.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys? Yeah, you know, usually when you think of a wrestling name, you want it to sound like the madam of a 70s brothel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And
that's more or less.
Most wrestlers don't do that. Like Stone Cold Steve Austin should not be. I could not see
the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, definitely not Hulk Hogan.
Well, the Hulk.
Hulkamania would be different.
Yeah.
RJ has left the call. He's walking away. Does not like talking.
He's out.
About, oh. RJ
cutout
of who is that? Is that
some guy?
Who
that's
is that
the Ultimate
guy?
Warrior? That's the Ultimate Warrior.
That's a wrestler's name. The Ultimate Warrior.
Is that part of the Power Team?
That's the Ultimate Warrior.
The Ultimate Warrior was at the same warrior time as Hulk Hogan. Like they were, they were in the Undertaker. All those guys, classics.
The Undertaker,
would not run
a brothel.
Oh, man. Andre the Giant. That's a different guy.
Yeah. Stone Cold Steve Johnson.
That was The Rock's dad again.
Yeah.
Different
Andre the Giant.
Different era.
Andre the Giant.
Guy in my neighborhood knows the Undertaker.
Of the neighborhood?
Sure?
Or?
Well, like he doesn't like know him well, but he the Undertaker knew a good friend of his, and he was really into wrestling, and so his buddy got the Undertaker to come and congratulate
undertake
him after
him
winning some big tournament that my friend was in, and then
Magic
he
the
came
Gathering,
back a little
I
while
assume
later and surprised him at his work, strangely enough.
I thought you were gonna say wedding.
No,
yeah, so did I.
But I guess he said he's like a really nice dude, but he showed up like in his whole costume, like he did the whole bit, and they turned off the lights, and
he congratulated him after he won a wrestling match.
I think it was Magic.
Yeah, no, he was a competitive downhill skier, and he had won something, and so as like a congratulations thing, they got the Undertaker to come show up.
For real? Like
did you say
wasn't,
Undertaker?
Yeah. He wasn't a wrestler.
Yeah,
he was. He came and congratulated him for skiing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Like,
this sounds
Undertaker
so depressing.
Well, yeah, you're right. It does. So yeah.
Not what this guy loves the Undertaker. He showed up to
say
good
job.
Yeah,
he just loves Undertaker.
I mean, it's kind of depressing for the Undertaker, I guess.
Oh man, like I can't just imagine this world where it's like.
Well, just imagine if Pokemon showed up to your thing, Phil.
What?
You'd be
that's
so
where
excited
you went for
Phil,
me.
You know your hero Pokemon. What if he showed up?
Yeah, you know, Pokemon.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Him
yeah
showing up at a wedding would be kind of amazing. I was just
that would
ooh
be.
He amazing just like
be weird
as the groom is walking. I guess the groom doesn't walk down by himself.
Not usually.
Yeah,
but if
sometimes
he did,
he
could he could get him from up on the ropes, just out of like the groom doesn't know. and he just flies
in. I'd like him to just be a guest. He's just sitting there. He does nothing. He just sits in the pew the whole time.
Not even in costume.
Right. He's in costume. He's 6'6", and he just sits there hulking.
I would like to hear a wrestling persona give a reading
from 2 Corinthians.
It would be good.
Let me tell you about love, brother.
2 Corinthians.
It is love is patient.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
That would be good.
I got a thing or two to tell you about love today.
And then he's like pointing at him and he's walking around.
Yeah,
strutting. With his wireless microphone.
Yeah, with his wireless mic and his belt on his shoulder.
Yep. It's a cummerbund.
The wrestling cummerbund. That's correct.
The cummerbund. Yes. Brooklyn 99 informed me and was correct. That is not really a belt.
It is definitely more of a cummerbund than a belt.
Yeah. It doesn't go through any belt loops. It doesn't hold pants up.
Yeah, that's true.
It might hold somebody's pants up.
The championship cummerbund.
Yeah.
Just doesn't have the same cummerbund? Ring to it.
Yeah. Isn't that what RJ's saying a lot of funny things.
No, cummerbund is a D.
It's got a D on the end.
Oh, it sounded a lot like you were saying cummerbund.
A bunt is a type of cake.
Some sort of weird dessert.
That's a dessert that Benedict Cumberbatch eats.
Oh. I wish it was a dickie.
That would be different. That'd be up on your neck.
A wrestling dickie.
A wrestling dickie?
Yeah. And because you wrestle so good, here's your dickie.
Here's your ascot.
You got to get it from the briefcase that's hanging above the ladder, though. Okay, we'll get into the questions here. We got some good ones and
more good ones.
And other ones.
And some bad ones.
We got both kinds, good and the others.
Both kinds. This is a nice transition. Anonymous. This is from Anonymous. We'll call him
Anons.
Megan.
Jeff.
I guess. Wants to know.
We'll call him Megan.
Megan.
Don't judge. Who would win in a fight, ketchup or mustard? That's the question. That's the question we were given.
Sure. Yeah. No, Megan is great. Thanks, Megan, for your question. Your asinine question. That's great. I love it.
Yeah. And
let's just, you know, why wouldn't we do this?
I figured we started in the ring, so we should start in the ring.
Great.
Here's the teams. Oh, RJ and Greg versus Phil and Scott.
Ooh.
Phil and I have to defend mustard.
That makes no sense.
Why not, Phil?
Because as a child, Phil was painfully addicted to ketchup.
That's true, yeah, but I don't make the rules. You know, team two just gets assigned to.
You
want to
be on
thing.
Ketchup?
Hey, whoa, no trades.
Yeah, I feel like I got to be on ketchup.
Yeah, you can be on ketchup. I'll be on mustard.
I mean, they're both worthy.
You want to try to stop this trade from happening? Go ahead. See if you can block it.
I believe I'm the commissioner of this league.
Yeah, good luck.
This goes against the spirit of the league.
Look at this. I just put on the mustard t-shirt. What are you going to do?
You know, we're doing a video call. I can see that you are not wearing a mustard t-shirt.
Yes, I am.
Colonel Mustard. I was always Colonel Mustard as a kid.
All right. Well, that's true. Since Phil wants to be ketchup so bad, ketchup, give us your
opening statement.
Am I still ketchup?
Yeah, fine.
Yes. Okay. The three of us are ketchup and Scott is mustard.
Scott is alone.
Fine. You know what? I don't need any of you.
I want to be on team.
I think
mustard's
good.
Yeah, go ahead, ketchup.
Why would it make this a fight? I'm not asking you which is a better condiment.
Let me tell you about ketchup. Ketchup is versatile. Ketchup is an all-around solid player. Ketchup don't have no all-star strengths, but it doesn't have any glaring weaknesses either. So, you know, you get your mustard. It's got some good moves. Mustard's, it's flashy. People are going to notice the mustard, but, you know, mustard's not going to go the distance.
Ketchup is the Mario of condiments.
Yeah. So, you know, mustard's going to come out strong. It's going to make an impression, but ketchup is going to hang strong throughout the entire fight and come out on top in the end.
Yep. I think ketchup covers a multitude of sins.
Yeah.
Whereas mustard, you're not going to hide that.
A multitude of sins.
You're not going to hide that.
Oh, you're saying ketchup can cover bad flavors, but mustard is a bad flavor?
No. I'm not saying that.
What are you saying?
No, you're incorrect, sir.
What are the sins you speak of?
Ketchup is wonderful. Also, here's something. Ketchup has gotten, you know, just beat up over the years from people trying to just smack the shit out of it to get it out of that bottle.
Yeah,
right, so it's worked up a lot of strength.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah, a lot of butt
today
pads.
You don't have to, but, you know, back in the day in the Heinz glass bottles.
You tap.
Greg, whose team are you on?
I'm just saying those people didn't need to beat up ketchup, but they did anyway.
That doesn't change my point at all.
Two taps on the neck.
Yep. Two taps on the neck.
On the 57, actually, is where he's supposed to do it.
Well, if it's Hines, which is, you know, the best.
Are there any others?
Yeah.
We're not talking about Hunts here.
Ketchup is a wonderful gift. Amen.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, if those are all true points.
If I may, I have. Scott. So here's the thing about mustard. You don't just fight one mustard because there's one ketchup, but mustard, you're fighting the whole mustard gang. You've got honey mustard. You've got spicy brown. You've got that classic yellow. You've got Dijon. Whole grain mustard.
He fights French style.
Hot mustard.
Right, because you have to add something to mustard for it to be good.
English
it just
mustard,
stand up on
German
own.
Mustard, beer and spirit mustards. You have an entire gang
Did
of mustards.
Did you open the Wikipedia page of mustard?
Irrelevant.
There's many people in the gang from many different quarters of the world.
Spicy
and they're all good at fighting is the point.
It's spicy.
Got no sissy mustards in there. Those are some tough mustards.
Tough mustard is a good name for a
Tumblr
horse,
blog.
A wrestler.
A wrestler, probably, who's beating up
Ray
on
Johnson's
horse.
Father.
Ketchup.
Or the madam of a 70s brothel.
Yeah, I could see it. Tough mustard coming in here. Don't... Meh. But my point
it'd
is...
It'd be more like a thing that you'd call someone like, look at that tough mustard.
Yeah, he put a lot of mustard on it. See, that's the thing. Mustard has a versatile... Move
what?
Set.
No, you
move
can't just
set.
Take my point, and it's also not true.
That's true. It
mustard,
doesn't have...
mustard goes on specific things. Ketchup goes on everything.
Ketchup has
yeah,
one
but here's what
flavor.
We're trying to do. We're trying to win a specific fight.
Ketchup
we're not trying
has,
to cover every
I'm not
food
to
out there.
The food. I'm trying to make it kick ketchup's
and that's
ass.
The point is that mustard will deploy the right mustard to beat ketchup in this fight. And if it's going to be a fight in France, we're sending Dijon. If it's going to be
there
a fight
no
in
right
Germany,
mustard to
we're
going to
send that spicy brown, and they're going to kick the crap.
Yeah,
out
I
of
just
that
don't
ketchup.
Think must. I don't think ketchup could handle the gang up of all the different mustards.
We're going to kick the
I
vinegar.
I just think this is where you're wrong. You put whatever mustard you want. Ketchup is always going to.
I'm
be
putting
there.
All the
it's
mustards.
Going to come through.
I'm putting all
yeah, ketchup,
the mustards.
Ketchup is sort of
if
a
you
whatever.
Put all the mustards, we all lose.
Then
I'm
we
not
also
talking
get
about
barbecue
putting
sauce.
Them on a sandwich, Greg. I'm talking about putting them in the ring. Making them
you
fight.
Can't, that's just not fair. Yeah. You can't put 10 against 1. Have you seen wrestling?
Plus, here's the thing.
Yeah,
let's
sometimes
say,
they do have battle royales.
Yeah.
But in this case, the battle royale is a team match where ketchup is by himself and there's like 10 opponents.
That's going to be really embarrassing when mustard loses after having 10 to
but
1.
They won't.
Right.
But
I would say won't. Ketchup is strong enough to handle all of the mustards.
No,
it's not true. And here's why. Have you ever seen a commercial where someone passes ketchup out a car window? No, because nobody cares. But
what?
Kids
Are you
everywhere.
Grey Poupon counts as mustard?
Yeah, it's totally a mustard.
A Poupon?
It's a mustard.
Now, hold
yeah,
up.
Yeah, the Poupon.
Is there a commercial where somebody passes mustard out a car
yeah,
window?
You're a
yeah,
little
it's
young.
A Grey
you're
Poupon,
a little young
bro.
For it.
Now,
but they used to.
Pardon me, but do you have any Grey Poupon? I was saying that to everybody out my window when I was in, I don't know, fourth grade.
RJ got beat up
right,
a lot
because
in fourth
mustard
grade.
Is so obscure that
far,
no one knows what you're talking about.
Last week
it.
I was doing this. Let's say that the fight was eating a sausage. Mm. You'd absolutely want to go with mustard.
What if it was a banger in your mouth?
Yeah. Well, you guys trying know? To do a banger in your mouth, you want a little mustard on it.
Do you guys know why they're called bangers?
No. Tell us.
Because cheap sausages had a lot of water in them and they would explode.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, that
I
makes
had
sense.
No idea.
Yeah, when you heat them up, they pop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the kind you put ketchup on because they suck.
You know, here's
you put ketchup
here's
on everything.
If it bangs... Put a ketchup on it. If it doesn't
if
bang.
If it bangs, put it in your mouth.
she bangs?
Yeah.
She bangs.
William Hung.
All right.
Keeping the references relevant. I think it's obvious who won that fight. Let's move
it's
on.
Very
I just want to say we have some stone ground spicy brown
it's
mustard.
Very good.
Upstairs.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I
so
do think spicy brown is a cool name for either a wrestler or a madam of a brothel.
Or whatever. The stone ground, like, it's just
it's
so
good.
Delicious.
The stone protectors.
You put that on a pretzel?
Or
stones of power glow.
Yeah. All right.
Pretzel's a good idea. I wish I had a pretzel with some mustard right now.
I do too, actually.
I would rather
delicious.
Have cheese on a pretzel. I don't actually.
You can do both. That's the beauty of it.
I'm going to be, I don't like mustard.
It turns orange if you mix them together.
That's your problem.
You have more than two problems.
Okay, here's another question from old reliable Kevin.
Oh, Kev.
We yeah, all, baby. This, I'm very excited
Please
about this question.
Don't let this one be gross.
I'm very excited about the question. Here's a question. He says, we all know there's a dark mirror dimension just outside of the realm of human perception where everything we thought we knew about the world is turned on its head. With that in mind,
of course.
Who are the Dark Mirror Bros? And more importantly, what is their Dark Mirror podcast, Bro Up, about?
Oh my gosh.
It's about throwing up.
Such a great question.
No,
it's all the different various points in our lives where we've puked.
You think it's about Wario?
Well,
no, Wario is the bro. Is
the dark bro?
Well, so
JR.
Yeah, who are the dark bros? Who would be
the youngest brother? Is named JR, and he's got plenty of hair.
Oh, well, he can't have plenty of hair because I have plenty of hair.
No, because RJ's opposite is the youngest brother. There,
that's yeah. Right. So the youngest brother should be bald. No, that's not how it works.
He's going
to
get there.
Because
don't
the
worry.
Opposite has to be, yeah. The opposite of the youngest has to be me.
We're just watching this happen.
Yeah. Okay. RJ's just recreating us. The youngest has a ton of hair, and the oldest is bald.
If we rename Scott JR, then we have accomplished RJ's mirror dimension.
Well, here's the first question. I mean, so they're all dudes, right?
Well, or in the mirror dimension, or is it four sisters?
That's my question. Is the opposite of boy, girl? Are those opposites?
Nah, I don't know if I'd say they're opposites.
I think so. I think they're more complements than opposites.
Yeah, this is the dark mirror. It's a mirror. That's right. So it's going to look like you,
reversed.
But a dark version.
Yeah, so I mean, none of them have beards, probably.
Except for the oldest.
Except for the oldest, I guess, probably.
We'll
has.
Make him oldest, fine. JR.
I mean, I guess we could just go down. Fine, RJ, who's your mirror bro?
He just told you like three times.
Told you like,
JR,
yeah,
huh?
Several times.
His name with a big beard and plenty of hair.
Plenty of hair.
What does JR stand for? Funny. Does it stand for James Randall?
It stands for Jerky Rutabaga.
Yes,
he is rude and unclassy. He says rude things all the time.
That's not a mirror dimension.
Likes to play rude, jokey, crass games. He's into shock jock radio.
So and I feel like you're actually just
he wears tighty whities.
That last part is definitely just the regular dimension.
This isn't a mirror here, which is just this is an empty frame you're looking through.
Oh,
he's looking into a mirror.
I think mirror Greg's name is probably Gary.
Real fun.
I get, yeah. I mean, sometimes people think my name is Gary.
It's yeah, and I think that might be just because it's an adjacent dimension and sometimes it just bleeds over.
That makes sense. Yeah, actually makes a lot of sense.
And mm-hmm. Gary has
just greasy black hair.
Greasy black mm-hmm. hair and, you know, plays
wives.
Facial tattoos.
Hates hockey. A lot of face tattoos.
Pierced
He's
nose.
Super into competitive wood cutting.
Yes, that dude loves cutting wood.
But he just has like one big knife he uses for everything.
He's always talking about cutting on the wood. Talking about that grain.
So the other day I was cutting on my wood.
I was out there cutting on the wood.
Grain.
When you get just out there, cutting some wood.
Yeah.
Just cutting wood. And then he goes, he's got like some nasty.
Is he like a burly
outdoorsman? A wookalore?
Hey, is it a wookalore?
Oh, deep cuts. Deep cuts.
Deep cuts.
He's got some sort of snot
too deep
going on in the back of his throat. It's real gross.
Oh, man.
Nobody likes to be around him.
Okay.
So he's very unpopular.
He's the least attractive of the four.
Yeah.
For sure.
Just had a really unfortunately tough time in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, he had a hard time in high school.
Hmm.
Did not date a girl with a mustache.
Definitely not something that Gary would do.
Yeah. Mirror Phil's name is probably...
I've got it.
Phil's
got it's
it.
Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's Paul. Paul. He wears khakis, mm-hmm. some sort of collar every day.
Okay.
He is very clean cut. He gets very upset when people swear, but he won't let them know. He just, you know, kind of shakes his head a lot and turns kind of red. Mm-hmm. He's very surprised by crass humor. And,
my
he just
goodness.
Thinks that, yeah, exactly. And he just thinks that everyone can do better than that.
Oh,
that does sound like a dark dimension if he's concerned about that. Mirror Scott's name is probably
Steven.
I was going to say Steven, but that feels too obvious. But maybe that's why it's right.
You're right. Exactly. It's mirror dimension, not, you know, complete opposites.
Yeah, his name's probably Steven. He hates video games. He's actually kind of similar to Paul. Like, I feel he wears a lot of khakis and dresses nice.
I think he probably goes outside a lot. He just goes really outside a ton. Catching the sun.
He is very tan. Very, very tan. Loves the beach. Yeah.
He catches the sunrise with a good cup of coffee. He's kind of a journal.
Surfer. He's like 4'11".
Hates video games.
I feel like we went. Some of us went in opposite directions on that.
He wears. Yeah. He has an eye patch.
Oh wow!
Whoa.
That,
wow!
That really took a turn. An eye patch with khakis, huh?
Mm-hmm. It's a dark dimension.
It's a khaki eye patch.
Yeah.
He's a dad pirate.
The eye patch is corduroy, not khaki.
It's corduroy. A corduroy eye patch. Corduroy. I say corduroy.
He
sounds like you guys all had fun together one time.
No, it's from a thing.
It's from a thing, man.
It's from a thing you haven't seen. So yes. I was gonna say he like knits. Well, I guess he could knit.
Nope, because that's basically you.
That's crocheting.
I was gonna say knit. No, well, hold up, you Philistine. Crocheting and knitting are two separate practices.
I know, that's but it's still a little too that's similar.
I was backing you up there, similar. Bro.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he only uses a sewing machine.
Oh yeah, he refuses to use his hands for that.
He only uses Velcro.
He often sews things out on the beach.
He just glues Velcro onto everything.
Look, I haven't crocheted since I was 13. Unfortunately,
that's listen, something that sticks with
we all made mistakes in middle school.
With you.
Staples glue onto Velcro.
Crocheting is an art, and I did not get good at it.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I made a hat that was too small for my head.
It looked real funny when you wore it.
Well, most are.
It was that beanie thing, right?
Yeah, you know it.
And you made that. I had no idea.
Yeah,
you bought that at like Hot Topic or something.
Oh, I also made a blanket. I still have it. Hang on, I'm going to show it to you. You guys will laugh real hard at this.
And Scott's gone.
Look at this. Can you see this?
Yeah,
that's a nice blanket, man.
No, but look. Look at how it. Do you see how it tapers? Look at how long it is here.
Can't really tell that it tapers.
Yeah,
from.
I can't tell that.
I feel
on
like
the call,
you're just as bad at holding it up as you are at making it.
It's really hard. And then as I lift it, you can see that it gets smaller.
So the top is wider than
the
bottom?
The top is like a whole. The top is like half a foot wider than the rest of it.
Sort of like a sock.
It looks comfy though.
How did you manage that?
I added a lot of chains when they didn't. I shouldn't have been adding them.
Oh.
Chains?
Like a chain so you again. Started thinner and got wider.
Yes.
Yeah, so the top is the end.
The top is technically the end.
Wraps around to RJ.
How can you tell which one's the top and which one's the bottom?
Exactly.
Well, see, it's a blanket, so it doesn't really matter. It's just where I started and ended.
Mm-hmm. So you started at the bottom and ended at the top.
Well, but did you sew up or sew down?
I didn't sew at all. I crocheted it.
I don't care. Mm. Did you go up or down?
Well, what do you think the Dark Mirror Bro Up podcast is about, though?
I already told you. It's about every time that we've puked.
That's a dumb
that's not a that's mirror
a dumb
a,
podcast.
So we had to bro
about,
up.
Is it about...
I feel like it's where they ask questions. They ask really questions. Good questions.
And, they,
and their listeners answer them, and they read their answers
no,
on
the
and
air. Their listeners don't answer them.
And they don't argue ever.
They try
no, they
to
all
get out
along
of the
really
ring.
Well.
I think we might be the dark mirror dimension,
I think
actually.
They never talk over each other, and they just ask thought-provoking questions that no one ever answers.
Yeah, knowing that, Steven? I'm pretty sure we're the dark mirror dimension.
Yeah. I mean, they probably, like, no one listens to their podcast.
It's, no one listens. They don't have even many listeners.
Yeah.
No.
So.
Okay. Moving on.
Thanks, Kev.
Thanks,
that
Kev.
That was great.
Thanks, Kev.
Here's
a question. Here's a question. This is from Anonymous. We'll call them Gary.
Oh, my Dark Dimension friend called in.
Dark Dimension
Gary
Greg
asks, which bro has the best wife? Now, I think this is a trick.
Oof. Ooh. Yeah, that's a trick. That's
dangerous.
Bait. They're right there, that's bait.
No, it's not. I do. That should have been all your answers immediately.
I was going to say we all
idiots.
Do, you fucker.
Wow. You were going to say that right off the bat?
No, I wasn't going to say the fucker
I mean,
part.
That's really, really extreme just to come in like that.
Why would you call Anonymous fucker?
I don't want Gary getting up in my podcast.
Come in so hot.
I think Gary's trying to break through.
Maybe Gary's trying to take one of our lives. Like Gary's gonna try to
Yeah,
swap
he's doing
places.
some scouting.
And he's like, so which one of you has the best wife?
So like which
well, he's
one
already Gary, so
should I take?
No, if Gary is my dark mirror person. Maybe he's not married. Maybe he's very unhappy. And
he's married to the dark mirror version of your wife, though.
Or yeah, maybe, either, maybe, maybe they
she's
never
got no bangs.
They never got along, you know.
Also, when you said Gary, hair. My dark, I thought you were going to say my dark lord.
You know, my dark lord Gary, he might be trying to take my life and swap places with me.
In our past, so, few,
just watch out for that.
In the past few, you know, worship services, Gary had some upsetting things to say to me about
Gary, our dark
his
lord
plans for my life. I'm starting to think I might have joined a cult.
Starting to think I might have joined the wrong cult.
The wrong cult. Like, I'm okay with a dark lord, but not one that specifically wants to replace me.
Yeah. Like, I didn't realize that's what I was signing up for at the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing, Gary.
Gary.
It was going to be more standard
cult. Gary, you stay the hell away from my wife.
Gary, we're too clever for that.
Gary, are you my wife?
Gary, we see
don't
you.
Don't tempt Gary.
Yeah, that was the other thing I was a little worried about. Like, this anonymous might actually be one of our wives asking this question.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Do your guys' wives listen to this
show?
That's
what I was telling you. Like, this is
you guys
bait.
Are, what have you married to a guy named Gary?
Well, I gave the, there's anonymous. Just, do your guys' wives listen to this show?
My wife has
also,
a name.
Also, my wife would never ask this question.
My wife says that she's going to listen and then doesn't.
So it sounds like Kelly
asked
this
question.
Ask
this question anonymously.
So is the answer Kelly?
I think it might be. I think the answer is Kelly. Obviously, my wife is the best. And
since my wife will never listen to this podcast, I don't have to fight with you about it.
You know? I don't need to fight with you about it one way or another.
Nobody's fighting. This is a good question, but we see you, Gary.
And okay. We raise
Gary,
you.
Try to be a little less obvious.
Gary, maybe, you know, just cool it.
Maybe next time ask for the second best.
That is a little more subtle. No one would suspect that.
But guys, do you think that maybe this question is Gary asking such an obvious question so he won't be ready for the real question he's asking?
I hate whatever you just did.
Well, maybe this is the real question. Is it better? This is also from Anonymous. We'll say Gary Jr.
Is it, has kids?
Is it better to have a Papa Roach or to be a Papa Roach?
That's got to be Curtis, right?
I don't know. It's anonymous. Curtis usually signs his questions.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm just
he
kidding.
Would sign it. Does he like he Papa Roach?
I don't know.
No, it just sounds like the kind of thing
Does
Curtis
he refer
asks.
To himself in the third person as Papa Roach?
Is Papa Roach a
Curtis
band or a
the
person?
Papa Roach. It's a band.
It is spelled that band person. And
that
a person.
Cut my life in.
And a
no,
state
I know
of mind.
The, I know the song.
Okay.
It's a favorite
Getting
band of
murder.
Paul Ryan. Speaker for the house. And that's not a joke.
Oh, no. That guy can't like Papa Roach. He's,
no, he's about
like
the right
so
age.
So milquetoast.
He's about
I
the
know,
right
but
age.
He's, he seems no. like he's more of a Creed guy.
Yeah,
he's
see,
a
that's
very
the thing about
speaker.
Bands like Papa Roach. They're surprisingly popular with the milquetoast.
Yeah,
well,
that's
Well, have
true.
You seen the guys
I mean,
in the band?
No, actually.
There's a reason why they sing and do what they do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I assumed there was a reason, but...
Well, I just told you.
They cut their life into pieces.
And the reason is you, Poopastank.
Yeah.
Done.
Well, so let's answer the question. Would you rather be a... What is a Papa Roach?
So I think it's a father roach.
Yeah, it's like a bug.
Or it could be
the big one.
It could be
a big daddy roach.
It could be a marijuana...
It could be like a joint.
It could be a marijuana cigarette.
Yeah.
I think if this is a question of would I rather be in the band or own some of their music...
Definitely
go with
own the
habit.
Music.
Yeah. I think let's go with that interpretation.
I can get away from that faster.
Well, I would definitely rather be in the band.
Or is it? Would you rather like have the Papa Roach in your house as like a patron musician that you know like old timey patronage?
Oh yeah.
Or would you rather be the Papa Roach? The
if I sell the house, the, if I sell the king, house, the do they Roach. Stay? Or do they come with me?
Can I get out of this by selling my house?
Yeah, I'm not. This is the question.
That's what I just asked.
This is a tough one. I don't think I'd want to be a Papa Roach. Like you're like
I saw a really funny internet video one time where
that sounds
like,
awesome.
These guys playing poker and they realize through the course of the game that they are Puddle of Mud.
Yeah, that's Puddle. That's really
yeah. They're like, hey, wait. The guy like calls his mom and he's like, "Am I in Puddle of Mud?
Why didn't you tell me?"
And she like
me?
Won't answer him. Yeah.
Like, why would you tell?
Why would
you
not
keep
tell
this
me?
From me? No, it wasn't obvious. It's a very good internet video. It's on cracked.com.
They get all depressed. I'm like, guys, we're Puddle of Mud.
Are we in Puddle of Mud?
Yeah. So that's how I feel that this similar situation. If I was in Papa Roach, that's kind of how this would feel. What? Am I Papa Roach?
I need to look up a quick image search of, nope, not Papa John's Google.
Oh, come on, Googs.
Not too different. I just need to look at a quick image search to make sure that we are not Papa Roach.
Oh, that's a good point. Before we answer this question, we should make sure that that isn't us.
Is it some sort of a? Is it some sort of a?
Do they have
drug reference?
No. So the actual origin is that the main guy wanted to name. It's not a fun. It's named after his grandpa, whose last name is Roach. But then they were like, "But Roach also means weed," so they went with it.
Yeah, that sounds sick.
I'm pretty sure none of these are us.
I'm a big fan of
that.
Your
would
lyrics.
Be really funny if the person who asked us this question was actually just trying to tip us off to the fact that we were Papa Roach.
That'd be terrifying. I like look up an image and oh my god, like, we're Papa Roach.
Guys, I'd be totally fine with that. I would lean into it. Yeah, I would just lean into it so hard.
I had no idea they looked so much like My Chemical Romance.
I don't know what that means.
Why do you know what My Chemical Romance looks like?
I don't want to get into it. That's not relevant to this conversation, Greg.
Okay. All right.
You're the one.
Are you in My Chemical Romance?
I don't. Again, we don't need to.
Again, there'd be no way of knowing.
Yeah. Who could say?
Who could say?
Enya probably could.
Who but Stank?
Enya is probably the only one who could say.
That Osama is bin Laden. Only time.
I don't think those are the right lyrics, though.
No, they are. Go back and listen.
I don't think those are the lyrics. I don't think Enya wrote a song.
She was trying to tip us off. She was trying to tip us off.
She wrote that song.
And it turns out she was right. Only time.
Ooh, no. No, sir. This song came out in...
Mm-hmm. Get there.
19...
Mm-hmm. 2000.
Yep.
19-2000.
I thought it came out way later, way earlier than
the
that.
The Enya song came out in 2000?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Only Time is a song by the Irish.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
You guys don't remember hearing that on the radio?
I know, I assumed it was old.
Back when we still listen
I'm
to
not
the
kidding,
radio.
That's why I thought those were the words, because it was around that time.
Phil legitimately thought those were the words for a while.
Why would you think that?
Well, because it kind of sounds like it.
Shit was getting real, okay?
That reminds
Phil
me about how
Phil was a young man.
Were you doing Papa Roaches?
His head was full of dreams.
You were doing all the Papa Roaches, weren't you?
Mm. Had his head in the clouds.
I learned how to play some of their music in middle school.
Yeah.
Was it the
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that one.
Have you guys ever
the only song I ever heard of them?
Have you guys ever smoked marijuana like a cigarette?
Not like a cigarette.
I haven't either. I was just curious. Curious
is that
it.
One of their lyrics?
No, that's what you do with marijuana.
Scott's just
that's one of the things
question.
You can do with marijuana. You smoke it like a cigarette.
Scott's just researching.
I don't understand what we're doing right now.
I was just asking.
Wait, did we all smoke?
Scott's just doing some sort of like confessional here.
I was just being curious if any of you had partaken of the gentleman's the gentleman's dandelion.
Is this another is this another madam's name?
Also a different thing.
Yeah, if somebody's trying to get you to do the gentleman's dandelion, it's not marijuana.
You meant Daniel Tiger.
Anything that says
what did I do
gentleman's
then?
Dandy.
What did I do? What was that?
Oh, that was okay, the gentleman's dandelion.
I think this is a good time to end it. Thank you, everyone, so much for all your questions. We really appreciate it. Keep sending those in, brodownpodcast.com/
That's right.
Ask
Dragon. I've never been happier than when you asked me that question.
Yeah, it was a very good question. Yeah. Also, if you enjoy the show, please take just like 2 minutes to review and rate us on iTunes.
You don't even have to take 2 minutes.
It doesn't even take 2 minutes.
45 seconds.
Even if you don't use iTunes, you can still go and find us on iTunes' website and review us there. And that helps us out a whole lot. And if you know anybody who you think might like the show, just go ahead and tell them about it. We'd love to hear that.
We have numbers to support
and then
groups.
Give us $5 on Patreon.
Yeah, so also tell
we don't have a
Patreon.
Patreon
site. That's not true. Yeah,
I did. I will give us an Instagram if we get. I don't know what I said.
Well, that was the episode that we didn't put up.
Oh yeah. Well, you don't give that challenge again. If we get enough, if we get what did I say? 100 Twitter followers.
Why don't you figure out what you want to say instead of referencing this thing that we didn't put up?
If we get 100 Twitter followers, I will give us an Instagram, and then you guys can see pictures of.
Wow, that's depressing.
You don't want to know
the magic happening.
Visit us on Patreon to donate $5.
RJ's trying to get money. Stop.
We don't have a Patreon yet. You can also follow us on Twitter at Brodown Podcast, and we'll try harder next time.
Talented man.
Yeah, next time.
We'll try harder next time.
Next time.
Love you.
All right, that's fine. You can use this as B-roll. It's B-roll.
It's B-roll.
It's B-roll. Bro-roll.